Now some news from the world of sports, and you have to go back to 1996 to find the last time the Vermont Lake Monsters played for the New York Penn League Championship, and they weren't even called the Lake Monsters then. But the team, then known as the Expos, has punched a ticket to the title series after sweeping Mahoning Valley in the semifinals, winning 3-0 in Ohio last night behind a brilliant combined pitching performance that allowed just one hit all night to the Scrappers. Jesus Luzardo retired 15 of the 17 batters he faced over five scoreless innings, and relievers Wyatt Marks, Logan Salo, and Michael Danielak kept Mahoning Valley from mounting any kind of comeback. Lake Monsters scored 3 runs in the third to give the pitchers all the support they would need. Logan Farrar went 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI double to get Vermont its first and eventual winning run. Now the Lake Monsters wait to see whether they will face the Staten Island Yankees or the Hudson Valley Renegades for the championship. If it's the Yankees, Game 1 will be at Centennial Field in Burlington starting tomorrow night. If it's the Renegades, Hudson Valley will have home field advantage also starting Wednesday night. As for the Staten Island Parent Club, well, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1 last night playing at Citi Field in Queens, a not-so-neutral site that served as Tampa Bay's home field because the two clubs could not play at the Trop in St. Petersburg as they were scheduled to due to the devastation wrought by Hurricane Irma. Whether or not actually playing at their home dome would have done the Rays any good is debatable, even though the crowd of about 15,000 lustily booed the team that was only technically speaking the home team when they ran onto the field in the bottom of the first inning. The Yankees trailed 1-0 before a 5-run fourth made possible by an error committed by Tampa's Trevor Plouffe with 2 outs. The error on a grounder at third base allowed the Yankees to score the go-ahead run, and then Todd Frazier put the game out of reach with a 3-run homer. C.C. Sabathia started for the Yankees but was taken out in the fifth inning. David Robertson picked up the win, going 2 2/3 in relief. With that victory, the Yankees moved to win 3 games of the Boston Red Sox for first place in the American League East. The Red Sox were idle last night. And in this game, former Red Sox outfielder, now playing for the Yankees, Jacoby Ellsbury, passed Pete Rose for an obscure major league record last night. Ellsbury reached base on catcher interference for the 30th time in his career. That is one more than Rose did over his storied career. The Mets themselves were off last night while the Yankees used their field to beat up on the Rays. In Toronto, Ryan Goins homered and Marco Estrada won for the third consecutive time as the Blue Jays edged the Baltimore Orioles 4-3, further dampening hopes for the O's to catch the Yankees for the wild card. The closest team in that pursuit is the Minnesota Twins, who are 4 games behind New York. And that team in Cleveland may not lose another game the rest of the year. The Indians won again last night, making it 19 victories in a row, and the Detroit Tigers didn't show much interest at all in trying to put the skids on history, losing 11-0 in Cleveland. If the Indians win their next game, and since it's against the Tigers again, there's no reason to believe they won't, they'll have tied the Oakland A's for the longest consecutive winning streak in Major League history, poised to break the records they cut a swath through the league like a knife through hot butter. To the NFL and the Los Angeles Chargers, that is going to be quite some time before those words sound even close to right to me. Mounted a close but no cigar comeback against the Denver Broncos in Monday night football action, losing 24-21 only when a potential game-tying 41-yard field goal was blocked with 1 second left in regulation by Denver's Shelby Harris. Trevor Siemian threw 3 touchdown passes for Denver to build a 24-7 lead by the third quarter before the Chargers, who in a better world would still be representing San Diego instead of Los Angeles, pulled to within 3 to make the Broncos fans sweat a little bit in the thin air of Mile High Stadium.